from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Stoops and Bell, former Pro Bowler for the Broncos, Justin Simmons, he's a baller, agrees to a 1-year, $8 million deal to come to the Falcons today. Now, this is a guy we've been talking about, if you're just joining us, for probably 3 weeks, and it was like, okay, how do we do this? We don't have any money, blah, blah, blah. And then they did what they did last night, was trade for Matthew Judon for a 3rd-round pick. And Judon comes in here as the most established pass rusher we have on the roster. And then today, word came out, and I tweeted this out earlier, and I said, hey, there's a lot of smoke about this whole Simmons thing, that he's close to a deal. And then it became official literally about 25 minutes ago. So the defense gets upgraded. You've got Matthew Judon, comes over from the Patriots. You've got Justin Simmons, a Pro Bowl safety to add to Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell. Up front, obviously, Grady and Onyemata and the guys that not only we drafted, but the rotational guys, whether it's, you know, Zach Harrison or Arnold Ebiketie, Mike, Rook, who we haven't even really talked a lot about, Caden Ellis. The defense, in my opinion, over the last 24 hours, got extremely better. How much? We'll wait to see until we get on the field. But just from a experience, veteran standpoint, Mike, and guys who know how to play, the defense got so much better. So we're talking about it with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I just think the audience is excited. Like, these Falcon fans, it's been 6 years, Carl, that we've been out of the playoffs. It's been 6 years that we know what the problem is. It's not that hard to identify. We don't get in the red zone and score enough, and we don't get the quarterback on the ground. I think we've addressed this year through what we did with Kirk Cousins and as a backup with Penix. So we're addressing these areas. So I think people are excited, and if you were on the fence, you know, I get it. It's hard. Now you're really starting to feel good about this 2024 campaign.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Birdman, appreciate you holding on there. Again, we're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. This move, and I'm telling you, social media-wise, we're the talk. Everybody's going, wow, what's going on? Everybody wants to talk about the Cowboys being all in. We're all in. This is what you do when you feel like, hey, we got a team that can really do something special. Birdman, welcome in. Hey, man.
Atlanta, let's get it! We got Judon. We got Simmons. We got Grady. Man, we got Jesse Bates. Man, hey, defense, turn up. They get it. That's all I say. Hey, defense, looking at y'all boys now, man. Hey, I don't expect nothing less, man. Hey, 18 points less, man. Hey, we can do it. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Birdman, I'm with you. And that excitement right now is permeating all across the city, all across the country for Falcon fans because, Mike, it's been 6 years since we've been in the playoffs.
Man,
6.
And we've got so many folks here that want – there's guys that want to root for this team, but they've been burned. It's like the ex-girlfriend you keep coming back to and she just kicks you right in the cods. In this case, we got folks that are really getting fired up because you see areas that were addressed. Now, I got to be honest. We looked at this and we said, well, the Hassan Reddick thing was a little too cost prohibitive. We didn't really see the Matthew Judon thing coming. And if he's playing on that Patriots deal, it's great. This is a 1-year deal for Simmons, which is an upgrade. It's not that they don't like Richie Grant, but I think they've seen Richie Grant. They were really high on Marco Helms.
Yeah.
So they go get a guy that's even better than both of them. next to Jesse Bates.
Oh, yeah. This guy, again, he knows and has played. That's what I'm saying. The leadership and the veteran play of guys who have been on the field and played at a high level just went up a whole notch. Mm. Andrew, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bill. We're talking about the signings for our Falcons. Not only Matthew Judon now, but Justin Simmons. Hey, man, what are you thinking, Andrew?
Hey, man. Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show. Huge fan of the station. I don't want to bury the lead with y'all. I'm a Buccaneers fan, but I listen to the show every single day. And I think what Terry's done over the past few days was with these acquisitions, and I'm also kind of turning the corner on the Penix trade as well. It's really remarkable. Like, I think it's phenomenal. I'm excited. Also, I work at the stadium in the premium suite, so it's good for business. I'm really impressed with what the Falcons are doing. And although I have a division rival as my team, I'm really supportive of what they're doing. They just have to lose those two games. That's it for me. But outside of that, I am really excited about what the season has in store for them. Yeah, you live in the city, you might as well have some level of support for them, right?
Well, you know, I'll say this, and thank you for calling. Listen, you know, your loyalties are where they are, and that's fine, and we appreciate you listening to the show because you live here, and obviously you want to know what's going on. This is the kind of move, though, that put you over the top of the Buccaneers. If you were saying, all right, the Bucs are the team to beat, which is what we've told you all along, I can't disrespect the fact that they won this division 3 years in a row. Yes, Tom Brady's not there anymore, but okay, I'm not going to say that they're not the team. Mike, now with these moves, you're not only right there, I feel like we are going to be the favorite to win this division.
Well, that's just it. I mean, the Bucs basically kind of kept their team together for the most part. They ran it back. They've got Evans. They've got their wide receivers. They signed Baker Mayfield. But, you know, guys, let's be honest. We could have beaten and won this division these last 2 years, but we had terrible quarterback play. Marcus Mariota was a bum. Desmond Ridder was a guy
bum.
That just couldn't figure it out, and the coach didn't maybe help him out. But, guys, this is an easily winnable division the last few years. That's the good news. Bad news is if we had won it, Arthur Smith is still here. I don't know what that trajectory would be for this team. Mm. Maybe Kirk Cousins isn't here. But now we're loaded on both sides of the football. We've been talking about the defense. Now we got those pieces. I'll put us in a shooting match with the Buccaneers with Kirk Cousins and Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson, because Bijan's going to be like Christian McCaffrey this year for us. I think that's what we're going to see under Zach Robinson.
I totally agree, guys. And one other thing I do want to mention, you know, you're wondering how sometimes these deals get done. So this was a 2-day dinner interview process for Simmons, okay? So he came into town and everybody thought, oh, immediately this thing was going to happen. So he goes to dinner with Grady, goes to dinner with Jesse Bates, right? These guys are like, look, here's where we're at. This is what's going on here. And I think those guys, so A.J. Terrell was also part of it. Those guys sold him on – it wasn't Coach Raheem Morris or Terry Fontenot. Listen, they tell him, look, this is a great place to be, but you always want to hear from players, Mike. And I think those guys, over that dinner process, whatever it was, that first or second night, sold him on, look, this is where we're at. You come, we are significantly better, and he bought into it. So now we get a guy that's going to step in here and make our secondary a lot better. By the way, you still concerned – listen, I think safety play makes your corners better. Are you still concerned as much as you were about the other corner spot?
I think they really like Kevin King. It's just hard to get people excited about a guy that hasn't played football in 2 years, but he certainly looks good. He only had 2 picks in the Miami game. They obviously, Jimmy Lake and Coach Gray, like what they see with him. A.J. Terrell, we know, is good. He just needs some help, you know? And then certainly Clark Phillips, you heard that interview the other day. We've always kind of seen him as more of a nickel, right, than as far as a cover guy. But I think we're okay. I mean, I still would have liked them to kick the tires on some of those free agent corners, but you can only spend so much loot.
Yes, and if you go this route, by the way, that idea that we've been talking about now, I think, is completely out of the picture of going out and signing one of these veteran corners, Mike, that's out there.
And by the way, I was just going back to look at the Bucs from that last caller. What they did, they signed Randy Gregory. They signed their offensive line pieces, but they didn't really do much. They're kind of running it back for the most part. So, I mean, it's a good team, don't get me wrong. We split with them last year.
Let's talk to Scott. Coming up, we've got our guy talk on the way. Also, more on the Falcons. We'll tell you about what happened in practice. We'll hear from Raheem Morris, who was asked about Matthew Judon today. You'll hear that. Scott, how are you feeling about this move, man? Hey, man.
Are you kidding me? Rise up, Falcons fans. I mean, this is Christmas came early for us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's unbelievable how we got these two guys the past day or two. This is not only going to help us win the division. Our goal now is Super Bowl. I think that is our focus. We're going to win this division. It's going to be Super Bowl for us this year. I think we have a team loaded on offense, loaded on defense. It's going to be an unbelievable year. Rise up. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Scott.
Look, I mean, we got Kirk Cousins to win a championship. Kirk Cousins was brought in here, Carl, to get what do you want to call it, a 2 or 3 year window?
Yes.
But we've always felt that we're a little light in the dumper on the defensive side, especially edge rush. That's been addressed. So, really, I mean, you want to see now the other guys have to evolve. All those storylines we've talked about this camp have to continue. Epicady's got to get better.
Yeah, this doesn't stop all of that, right?
You know, we need everybody in the linebacker core to play better. So, I mean, that certainly, though, it's nothing like this. We had talked about 2 weeks ago, hey, we're going to get Matthew Judon. You'd be, what? And now we had Simmons, too.
All right, one last call here. Boogie, and we'll continue to talk to you guys throughout the rest of the show from now until 7 o'clock and open up the phone lines again next hour. Boogie, man, appreciate you holding on. What are you thinking? Hey, man.
Sorry, Carr. Sorry, Mike. I had to get that out of my chest. Man, listen, man, I'm so excited. I just hope Zach Robinson just keep Agile and Bijan on the field at the same time, and we can go a long way. So appreciate the fan. Appreciate the gift.
Boogie,
shout out to Terry Funno and all the coaches, man. It's going to be a great year.
Boogie, scream for me again, man. Go ahead. Let it out. Let it out.
But that's energy being released. That's positive energy. That's normally Falcon fans, we sound like this usually around December.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
For all the wrong reasons.
But you know what? That's people in their car going, right. I don't know how we're going to be, man. And then all of a sudden the news drops and you are literally driving by yourself. And you're like, I can't believe this. Because that's how it is.
You're adding instant impact. Now, just real quick, not to be a buzzkill guy on his take, but no, you're not going to see Tyler Allgeier and Bijan on the field at the same time. It's one running back in the backfield. It's going to be one tight end. And generally, we're going to see two to three wide receivers. So you're not going to see two backs out there, but I know what you're talking about. I know we'd like to, but I think Algiers, we spoke with, you'll hear that interview if you missed it coming up. He's got a role to play this season.
Yeah, and by the way, there's going to be plenty of carries for both guys, okay?
You got to maintain Bijan without running him into the ground.
Correct. There'll be plenty of carries for both guys. And so Tyler Algiers, we'll play that back for you a little bit later on. More of your calls coming up. All right, we're going to just take a little bit of a breath. Nice job, O.
Yeah.
And get to some guy talk, because there's a story you absolutely have to hear about last night.
Yeah, man. We went to dinner, a bunch of our good friends, and a guy that we know from the bar, but we've never gone to dinner with. So we didn't know what to expect. That's on the way. And you've heard of Snakes on a Plane? Snakes in Piedmont Park? Stay tuned. Guy Talk next on Dukes and Bell, live from Hooters Mall of Georgia.
It's Dukes and Bell. Former Pro Bowler for the Broncos, Justin Simmons, he's a baller, agrees to a one-year, $8 million deal to come to the Falcons today. Now, this is a guy we've been talking about, if you're just joining us, for probably 3 weeks. And it was like, okay, how do we do this? We don't have any money, blah, blah, blah. And then they did what they did last night, was trade for Matthew Judon for a third-round pick. And Judon comes in here as the most established pass rusher we have on the roster. And then today, word came out, and I tweeted this out earlier, and I said, hey, there's a lot of smoke about this whole Simmons thing, that he's close to a deal. And then it became official literally about 25 minutes ago. So the defense gets upgraded. You've got Matthew Judon, comes over from the Patriots. You've got Justin Simmons, a Pro Bowl safety to add to Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell. Up front, obviously, Grady and Onyemata, and the guys that not only we drafted, but the rotational guys, whether it's, you know, Zach Harrison or Arnold Ebikadi, Mike, Rook, who we haven't even really talked a lot about, Caden Ellis. The defense, in my opinion, over the last 24 hours, got extremely better. How much? We'll wait to see until we get on the field. But just from a experienced veteran standpoint, Mike, and guys who know how to play, the defense got so much better. So we're talking about it with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I just think the audience is excited. Like, these Falcon fans, it's been 6 years, Carl, that we've been out of the playoffs. It's been 6 years that we know what the problem is. It's not that hard to identify. We don't get in the red zone and score enough, and we don't get the quarterback on the ground. I think we've addressed this year through what we did with Kirk Cousins and as a backup with Penix. So we're addressing these areas. So I think people are excited, and if you were on the fence, you know, I get it. It's hard. Now you're really starting to feel good about this 2024 campaign.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Birdman, appreciate you holding on there. Again, we're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. This move, and I'm telling you, social media-wise, we're the talk. Everybody's going, wow, what's going on? Everybody wants to talk about the Cowboys being all in. We're all in. This is what you do when you feel like, hey, we got a team that can really do something special. Birdman, welcome in. Hey, man.
Atlanta, let's get it! We got Judon, we got Simmons, we got Grady, man, we got Jesse Bates, man. Hey, defense, turn up, they get it. That's all I say. Hey, defense, looking at y'all boys now, man, hey, I don't expect nothing less, man. Hey, 18 points less, man. Hey, we can do it, they get it.
Let's get it. Birdman, I'm with you. And that excitement right now is permeating all across the city, all across the country for Falcon fans because, Mike, it's been 6 years since we've been in the playoffs.
Man.
Six.
And we've got so many folks here that want – there's guys that want to root for this team, but they've been burned. It's like the ex-girlfriend you keep coming back to when she just kicks you right in the cods. In this case, we've got folks that are really getting fired up because you see areas that were addressed. Now, I got to be honest. We looked at this and we said, well, the Hassan Reddick thing was a little too cost prohibitive. We didn't really see the Matthew Judon thing coming. And if he's playing on that Patriots deal, it's great. This is a one-year deal for Simmons, which is an upgrade. It's not that they don't like Richie Grant, but I think they've seen Richie Grant. They were really high on Marco Helms.
Yeah.
So they go get a guy that's even better than both of them next to Jesse Bates.
Oh, yeah. This guy, again, he knows and has played. That's what I'm saying. The leadership and the veteran play of guys who have been on the field and played at a high level just went up a whole notch. Mm. Andrew, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bill. We're talking about the signings for our Falcons. Not only Matthew Judon now, but Justin Simmons. Hey, man, what are you thinking, Andrew?
Hey, man. Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show. Huge fan of the station. I don't want to bury the lead with y'all. I'm a Buccaneers fan, but I listen to the show every single day. And I think what Terry's done over the past 2 days was with these acquisitions, and I'm also kind of turning the corner on the Penix trade as well. It's really remarkable. Like, I think it's phenomenal. I'm excited. Also, I work at the stadium in the premium suite, so it's good for business. But I'm really impressed with what the Falcons are doing. And although I have a division rival as my team, I'm really supportive of what they're doing. They just have to lose those two games. That's it for me. But outside of that, I am really excited about what the season has in store for them. You live in the city, you might as well have some level of support for them, right?
Well, you know, I'll say this, and thank you for calling. Listen, you know, your loyalties are where they are, and that's fine, and we appreciate you listening to the show because you live here, and obviously you want to know what's going on. This is the kind of move, though, that put you over the top of the Buccaneers. If you were saying, all right, the Bucs are the team to beat, which is what we've told you all along, I can't disrespect the fact that they won this division 3 years in a row. Yes, Tom Brady's not there anymore, but okay, I'm not going to say that they're not the team. Mike, now with these moves, you're not only right there, I feel like we are going to be the favorite to win this division.
Well, that's just it. I mean, the Bucs basically kind of kept their team together for the most part. They ran it back. They've got Evans. They've got their wide receivers. They signed Baker Mayfield. But, you know, guys, let's be honest. We could have beaten and won this division two these last 2 years, but we had terrible quarterback play. Marcus Mariota was a bum. Desmond Ridder was a guy that just couldn't figure it out, and the coach didn't maybe help him out. But, guys, this is an easily winnable division the last few years. That's the good news, bad news is if we had won it, Arthur Smith is still here. I don't know what that trajectory would be for this team. Maybe Kirk Cousins isn't here. But now we're loaded on both sides of the football. We've been talking about the defense. Now we've got those pieces. I'll put us in a shooting match with the Buccaneers with Kirk Cousins and Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson, because Bijan's going to be like Christian McCaffrey this year for us. I think that's what we're going to see under Zach Robinson.
I totally agree, guys. And one other thing I do want to mention, you know, you're wondering how sometimes these deals get done. So this was a two-day dinner interview process for Simmons, okay? So he came into town, and everybody thought, oh, immediately this thing was going to happen. So he goes to dinner with Grady, goes to dinner with Jesse Bates, right? These guys are like, look, here's where we're at. This is what's going on here. And I think those guys – so A.J. Terrell was also a part of it. Those guys sold him on – it wasn't Coach Raheem Morris or Terry Fontenot. Listen, they tell him, look, this is a great place to be, but you always want to hear from players, Mike. And I think those guys, over that dinner process, whatever it was, that first or second night, sold him on, look, this is where we're at. You come, we are significantly better, and he bought into it. So now we get a guy that's going to step in here and make our secondary a lot better. By the way, you still concerned? Listen, I think safety play makes your corners better. Are you still concerned as much as you were about the other corner spot?
I think they really like Kevin King. It's just hard to get people excited about a guy that hasn't played football in 2 years, but he certainly looks good. He only had two picks in the Miami game. They obviously, Jimmy Lake and Coach Gray, like what they see with him. A.J. Terrell, we know, is good. He just needs some help, you know? And then certainly Clark Phillips, you heard that interview the other day. We've always kind of seen him as more of a nickel, right, than as far as a cover guy. But I think we're okay. I mean, I still would have liked them to kick the tires on some of those free agent corners, but you can only spend so much loot.
Yes, and if you go this route, by the way, that idea that we've been talking about now, I think, is completely out of the picture of going out and signing one of these veteran corners, Mike, that's out there.
And by the way, I was just going back to look at the Bucs from that last caller. What they did, they signed Randy Gregory. They signed their offensive line pieces, but they didn't really do much. They're kind of running it back for the most part. So, I mean, it's a good team, don't get me wrong. We split with them last year.
Let's talk to Scott. Coming up, we've got our guy talk on the way. Also, more on the Falcons. We'll tell you about what happened at practice. We'll hear from Raheem Morris, who was asked about Matthew Judon today. You'll hear that. Scott, how are you feeling about this move, man? Hey, man.
Are you kidding me? Rise up, Falcons fans. I mean, this is Christmas came early for us. It's unbelievable how we got these two guys the past day or two. This is not only going to help us win the division. Our goal now is Super Bowl. I think that is our focus. We're going to win this division. It's going to be Super Bowl for us this year. I think we have a team loaded on offense, loaded on defense. It's going to be an unbelievable year. Rise up. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Scott.
Look, I mean, we got Kirk Cousins to win a championship. Kirk Cousins was brought in here, Carl, to get what do you want to call it, a 2 or a 3 year window?
Yes.
But we've always felt that we're a little light in the dumper on the defensive side, especially edge rush. That's been addressed. So, really, I mean, you want to see now the other guys have to evolve. All those storylines we've talked about this camp have to continue. Epic Katie's got to get better.
Yeah, this doesn't stop all of that, right?
You know, we need everybody in the linebacker core to play better. So, I mean, that certainly, though, it's nothing like this. We had talked about 2 weeks ago, hey, we're going to get Matthew Judon. You'd be, what? And now we had Simmons, too.
All right, one last call here. Boogie, and we'll continue to talk to you guys throughout the rest of the show from now until 7 o'clock and open up the phone lines again next hour. Boogie, man, appreciate you holding on. What are you thinking? Hey, man.
Ah!
Sorry, Carr. Sorry, I had to get that out of my chest. Man, listen, man. I'm so excited. I just hope Zach Robinson just keep Agile and Bijan on the field at the same time. And we can go a long way. So appreciate the fan. Appreciate the gift.
Boogie,
shout
Boogie,
out to
Boogie.
Terry Fundo and all the coaches, man. It's going to be a great year.
Boogie, scream for me again, man. Go ahead. Let it out. Let it out.
But that's energy being released. That's positive energy. That's normally Falcon fans. We sound like this usually around December.
Yes,
and it's
yes.
for all the wrong reasons.
But you know what? Yeah. That's people in their car going, right. I don't know how we're gonna be, man. And then all of a sudden, the news drops, and you are literally driving by yourself. And you're like, ah, I can't believe this, because that's how it is.
You're adding instant impact. Now, just real quick, not to be a buzzkill guy on his take, but no, you're not gonna see Tyler Allgeier and Bijan on the field at the same time. It's one running back in the backfield. It's gonna be one tight end, and generally, we're gonna see 2 to 3 wide receivers. So you're not going to see two backs out there, but I know what you're talking about. I know we'd like to, but I think Allgeier, as we spoke with, you'll hear that interview if you missed it coming up. He's got a role to play this season.
Yeah, and by the way, there's going to be plenty of carries for both guys. Okay,
right. you got to maintain Bijan without running him into the ground.
Correct. There'll be plenty of carries for both guys, and so Tyler Allgeier, we'll play that back for you a little bit later on. More of your calls coming up. All right, we're going to just take a little bit of a breath. Nice job, O.
Yeah.
And get to some guy talk, because there's a story you absolutely have to hear about last night.
Yeah, man. We went to dinner, a bunch of our good friends, and a guy that we know from the bar, but we've never gone to dinner with. So we didn't know what to expect. That's on the way. And you've heard of Snakes on a Plane? Snakes in Piedmont Park? Stay tuned. Guy Talk next on Dukes and Bell, live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. Guys around the bar, a lot of folks hanging out. Some of our regulars are in here as well, including one of our...
put your hands together, everybody.
Our Carolina guy that we call Lil' Cam, who is just talking absolute nonsense. But again, we're not going to waste time on that, as the Falcons have already made the move with the Patriots, trading a third rounder for Matthew Judon, as you heard. And now in the update, you heard as well, we're going to get Justin Simmons in here for a one-year deal, $8 million, $7.5 million, of which is guaranteed. So you got help in the front and the back for the Falcons. More coming up in the 5 o'clock Falcons report. So, Carl, we were talking about this at the end of the show. I said, let's go celebrate the Matthew Judon trade with a nice steak dinner. So our good friend Alex, who lives up in this neck of the woods, we've known this guy for years, he goes, hey, let's try something different tonight. We'll go to Santa Lucia, which is a Brazilian steakhouse along the lines of like a Fogo de Chão.
Yes.
And I said, oh, I'm up for that. So it's going to be you and me and Steve, our good buddy, Mass, and then Alex. And then we have a good friend, but not a great friend, because we don't know him yet, named Mike, who's a regular here at the Hooters broadcast. And I go to Alex. Alex goes, oh, yeah, I invited Mike. I go, do we know he's cool?
Yes,
I mean,
you
do
did.
We, because, yes, you know, we know him, and we've hung out with him, and we drank together, but do we know he's going to be cool for, like, an extended period of time in a restaurant setting? You just don't know. So anyway, we go to Santa Lucia. We sit down. We have an amazing meal. As you guys know, just bringing meat at you left and right, and the food was fantastic. It really had a mom and pop. We like a good mom and pop place.
Good stuff.
And so we had a nice bottle of Argentine Malbec. We got a second bottle, and then all of a sudden the truth serum starts flowing out. And then Mike begins to tell us about just the other day he had to put down his dog. And now we've all been there. It's a tough conversation. And, you know, we all empathize. We go, hey, man, really sorry for you, bro. But he just keeps talking about it and talking about it. And I go, I'm like, hey, man, you got to get off this dog story. And Carl is like, you're like Dr. Phil. No, share it with us. I've got more empathy than Mike. No, you tell that story.
I want to hear more. You know what? Let it out, Mike.
And then Alex is going, no, Mike's right. Please shut the on the damn dog. I mean, it was
like, I thought Alex was going to cry. Alex was like, if you don't stop talking about this story. Because he was literally going detail by detail as to how this dog deteriorated. I mean,
and we've all lost a dog, and it's the worst thing in the world to put a dog down. We've got a friend who just had it have to happen. But okay,
hell, it just happened to me.
But stop talking about it. You've ruined a wonderful dinner.
So
and then he orders a third bottle of wine.
Yes,
which
he did.
Nobody needed. We had already ordered desserts, and now the wheels are coming off.
Yeah, he did that without you guys realizing it. I saw him tell the waiter, bring another bottle. And the waiter was like, are you sure? And he was like, yes. And another thing about my dog.
I'm begging you, please stop talking about the dog. I'm begging you.
He needed that therapy,
yes.
Mike.
Well, again, you go take him out in the parking lot, Dr. Ruth.
He wanted.
And you can hear the whole story.
He wanted to express. Here was the worst part about this whole thing. Stukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Guy Talk. We're sitting there, And at the point where we thought he would stop talking about how, and he's got like six or seven dogs. Yeah, Mike's a great dude. He's a great dude.
Animal lover, and they take dogs in.
But the best part, but the thing that he continued to linger on was his dog's last meal.
We got 15 minutes on his dog's last meal.
And that was the part where you guys are freaking out.
I'm begging you, will you stop talking about the dead dog?
And
I've had a great meal.
I'm sitting there like this with my hands on my head on my hands and like, really, what else happened?
I mean, it's like the old Casey Kasem bit when he was recording Top 40, American Top 40, and they had a dedication. And he comes out and there's like an up-tempo record. He goes, it's a song about a young girl who just lost her dog. And he goes, so for Shannon, we think about you and poor Tipsy. And now here's Poison. Why am I going into an up-tempo record talking about a girl's dog dying? Anyways, you can find it on YouTube. It's viral. But this went on and on and on. And then he spills the wine, and it's a whole thing.
Oh, I didn't see that. I was gone by then. Thank goodness. I didn't see the spillage. But the last meal, the last meal consisted of everything you could imagine for this dog, which he listed.
Right. And again, everybody's lost a dog. It's the most, it's the most depressing form of conversation you could ever have at a dinner.
Heretofore was
an amazing dinner.
He needed it, Mike.
By the way, you're such a provocateur. You know it's ticked me off. And so you just sit there going, yeah, no, tell us more about it, really? And then what happened? Anyway, so thanks to Mike Eatman. Now, here's the epilogue. There's a happy ending on this. After all that stuff, Mike did pick up the whole tab.
Hey!
So he did. Mike's a good guy.
So you're saying he can hang with us again?
So, yes. For maybe 15 minutes less dead dog talk, I will let you buy the dinner
again. Anytime he wants to talk about those dogs, I'm for it.
All right, pal. All right, on to some other stories. From dogs to snakes. Courtney Bush, young ladies in Piedmont Park, Wednesday, around 4:30.
Mike, did you know his dogs like paper?
Yes. He got him a Big Mac, and the dog ate the paper, and he let the dog eat the paper with the Big Mac. And I'm like, just stop talking about the dead dog.
Mike, did you realize that grapes are not good for dogs,
but he wanted to feed his dog grapes? Since they're going to euthanize the dog, let him have grapes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. This was how the last half hour of our dinner last night went. And Carl, no. Don't listen to Mike. You share it with us.
Share.
Good. This is good for you. This is healthy. Meanwhile, I'm gonna hit him over the head with a surfing.
Did you hear him say he got that dog ice cream?
Yes, he got. Yes, he's got a blow by blow on this deal. And Alex next to me, I could tell if Alex was angry, and then Alex starts crying. Because after a while, it was like literally.
He went to the bathroom. Right. He had to get up from the table.
Yeah. And I said, Mike, I go. Maybe we could. How about we move the story on to when Bambi's mother got shot in the woods? Maybe that'll lighten up the mood here for this dinner.
All right, I won't say anything else about the last dinner of this dog. I promise. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He's in the forest. Anyway, all right. So there's snakes. Not just any snakes.
You know, he gave him a cookie.
Yes. This dog got the great guys on death row. Don't get the meal that his dog got on his last supper for his 15th. 15-year-old dog's euthanasia. Park.
Okay, I'm done. I promise I'm done. I'm not going to say anything else.
I mean, and the thing was, it's because we're all tore up and he's lit. And no, we weren't driving. And he's tore up. So then the repetition kicks in. So you're getting the same story over and over and over again. It's like, you know me. You could see my muscles tensing up in my forearms. I was literally ready to choke him out last night. But anyway.
We love you, Mike. Go ahead.
Mikey, you're a good guy. Thanks for getting dinner last night. All right, there's giant snakes in the somewhere in Piedmont Park. Be careful out there. Jordan and I were just looking at the video of these things. It looks like, what giant, are they copperheads? Are they?
Dude.
They say, and apparently the Atlanta Police Department, Fulton County Animal Service, said they don't think the snakes were domesticated. In other words, thanks, Sparky. Somebody didn't just let this thing out of his house somewhere off of, like, 10th Street. But be careful out there. There's a story on it on 11 Alive News, so I'll be out there. Hey, we got time for one more. Real quick, guys, beers up or drinks up for famous Wally Amos. I don't know how many guys love the famous Amos chocolate chip cookies. One of the greatest humanitarians and a great success story. He just passed away just yesterday, Carl.
I know that.
Yep. The story about the cookies is pretty amazing. He was, 90. Just shy of 90 years
famous
old.
Famous Amos.
Famous Amos worked with the William Morris Agency after he got out of the Air Force. He used to send home-baked chocolate chip cookies, his own recipe, to celebrities to entice them to meet and maybe sign with his agency. It's a talent agency.
Yeah.
So the thing is, what makes the story even cooler, Marvin Gaye And Helen Reddy, of course, Helen Reddy was a big star in the 70s. They throw some of the seed money down to get him his first store on Sunset Boulevard. And the rest is history. And then Famous Amos. I know when I worked at my old radio station, we had Famous Amos. I lived on those doing overnights.
They were good. They're good.
But
man.
Anyway, Famous Amos is up in heaven, and he was a good guy. Real quick, that's your guide talk brought to you by Dukesville Heyman Ale. Tommy at the bar, want to know the spread for Prince Avenue, West Forsyth. West Forsyth is -3.
Okay.
And we believe South Pauling is a -2.5 over Dunwoody.
Corky
for tonight's
Kell.
Corky Kell action.
Awesome, man.
Don't have the over-unders yet. I'm working on it.
All right, stay tuned for that. Mike, did I tell you he gave the dog French fries?
The dog, you know, the dog loved paper, and you can't give a dog paper, but he loved paper. So we gave him an entire roll of paper towels and French fries.
All right.
And
all
a
right.
chocolate. He loved Reese's Pieces.
I promise I'm done. I mean, done. You know who's not done?
Who's not done?
Our Atlanta Falcons.
No, we're not done.
We've added a Pro Bowl safety. We got Matthew Judon. We're going to talk about it when we come back as part of the Falcon Report here live at Hooters. It's Dukes and Bell.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a tempo record every time I do a deaf dedication.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.